Meanwhile, the ISIL terrorist group has been wreaking havoc in Iraq in the past days. Now, this has forced the Iraqi government to call for U.S. help in its fight against the Tagfiri insurgents. But some political experts are warning that the U.S. wants to use the situation for military intervention in the war-weary Iraq. The following report takes a closer look at the issue.
It seems the United States is preparing the ground to once again intervene militarily in Iraq, as the Arab country's armed forces are engaged in fierce fighting against Tagfiri militants from the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or the ISIL. This, as the Iraqi foreign minister has called on Washington to help Baghdad over the crisis.
Iraq has officially asked for the help of the United States, according to the Strategic Framework Agreement between Iraq and the U.S., to help in the air raids against the strategic targets for such groups.
U.S. President Barack Obama says American forces will not return to combat position in Iraq, but Washington will take targeted and precise military action there against the militants.
We have had advisors in Iraq through our embassy, and we're prepared to send a small number of additional American military advisors, up to 300, to assess how we can best train, advise, and support Iraqi security forces going forward. American forces will not be returning to combat in Iraq, but we will help Iraqis as they take the fight to terrorists who threaten the Iraqi people, the region, and American interests as well.
The White House claims it's not willing to send U.S. military forces to Iraq, but insists on having the right to take whatever action necessary in dealing with the situation.
Again, the president has not ruled out anything except for sending U.S. combat troops into Iraq, and he has always maintained a position that the United States retains the right to act in defense of our national security interests when the commander-in-chief use that as necessary.
The U.S., which already has more than 6,000 security forces in the country, has announced plans to increase the number of its forces in Baghdad. It has also sent aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush to Persian Gulf from the North Arabian Sea. Many experts believe that these developments show the U.S. wants to send its military forces into Iraq to relaunch its military operations there, under the guise of fighting terrorism. This is while Iran has expressed its stiff opposition to such a scenario. The Iranian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, Mazia Afgham, earlier in the week said Baghdad enjoys the necessary military capabilities and the popular power to defeat terrorism and extremism. Iraq has been grappling with deadly violence by al-Qaeda-linked ISIL militants for more than a week now. The ISIL, which does not enjoy popular support in the Iraqi society, is said to be backed by U.S. allies in the region, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey. America's possible military intervention in Iraq comes as previous invasions of the country and also Afghanistan, which altogether claimed the lives of a large number of civilians, have effectively led to the upsurge of terrorism in both countries and beyond.